Under the program, Illinois hospitals front money to take care of people with government health insurance. Federal matching payments then add $3.5 billion more dollars. That money is essential for so-called safety net hospitals, where a majority of patients are the elderly, poor, and disabled on Medicaid. Those hospitals have been urging state lawmakers to renew the program before the money dries up on July 1st. Ann Igo represents safety net hospitals on the south side of Chicago.
The longer we go without this bill being passed, the more we struggle with these hospitals, all of them being shut down, and that would be detrimental.
State Representative Patty Belluck, a Republican of Hinsdale, says approving the plan should keep that from happening.
Every one of your hospitals is going to receive money. Everybody in the state of Illinois will receive good access and excellent quality of care.
Governor Bruce Rauner's administration helped negotiate the deal, and he is expected to sign it. But the plan still needs federal approval before any money can start flowing. I'm Sam Dunklaw.